We're going to pray in a minute. We're going to turn to Jeremiah 33 and 3. As leaders, we're going to have to reconstruct the information or the fellowship or the contact with you all, and that you all can contact us here at the church, the ministers here, and we can get together on the situation. We are too advanced to be losing. Okay. So what I want to do is train the leaders to be honest, to be fair about your situation, that we can help you, and that those that are under you, you can get them, communicate with them properly. Because a lot of time, the word is trying to be used without God. And sometimes people think that the Bible said a letter without the Spirit killeth. You know, Jesus says, search the scripture for in them you think you have life, but to testify of me. Then there's the Holy Spirit, who give us wisdom, give us understanding, give us insight, show us behind the scene of what the enemy trying to do. All of these things are spiritual. And so we got religion, we got ritual, we got routine, we got regular. All those things are blocking revelation. We've come a long ways, but we're in a religious belt down here in the deep south.
Yes, sir.
And so I need my leaders adjusting to the fact that, you see, when a case is gone too far, per se, it's hard to catch up.
Yes, yes, sir.
And so people need to be honest with what they say to you. You know, they need to be honest. You need to be honest.
Yes,
you need to be honest with yourself. When truth comes and truth is revealed to you, you need to act on it. So it's so important. So we'll pray a base for a few minutes, and then I'll share a few things with you that we cannot let happen, the things that it would make happen. Then Jeremiah 33:3. That's one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now you see, in a lot of cases, not just health cases, but a lot of cases, the families may be having problems. You can't see just by reading the scripture.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Even though you may think that, no, the scripture is not, if it's not revealed to you, you can't give it revelation.
Amen.
It has to be the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And we've got to begin apostolically, dependent on the Holy Spirit more. We're going to go in deeper dimension of serving people.
Yes, sir. Amen.
There are some words I want to tell you, but I think we need to pray a little while before I tell them to you. I've said them to you before, but I think they'll have a greater emphasis now. I'm not about losing. I'm about winning. And I know Jesus is about winning, and the Holy Spirit is about winning, God is about winning, and he built his church that they can win. Yeah, win and finish your course. You know, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. See? And so let's just pray a moment. Any way you want to do it, I just pray in the Spirit. I'm going to begin to talk to God and ask him about this scenario. Father, we're here empty without you. Men and women of God, we come together. You've given us a vision. We got an assignment. We got people on us. We got all different kind of people we have to deal with. We have to have compassion. We know that. We also need revelation. We need harmony. We need understanding. We need your wisdom. So as we come as leaders, we come this morning seeking your wisdom in every transaction that take place. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word. We thank you for harmony. We thank you that you're in our midst, and we, Father, we just want to please you here. We're here in Darrow. You put us here. You drawed us from different places, different backgrounds. We thank you, Father. We thank you as you move in your word. We based on calling upon you. We called upon you this morning. You said you're an answer. And you say you showed up great and mighty things we do not know. There's so much we don't know, Lord. So many things are trying to be hidden from us. But I pray for this group. I pray with my sisters and brothers this morning that your presence, your wisdom, your insight, your understanding be among us as we pray in the Spirit. The mysteries will be open. The mysteries of leadership will be open to each one of us. And we'll know how to handle every situation, every case, to help your people to get stronger, live longer, give stronger, be blessed. Hold you to your word, Lord. Jaradi what a privilege to be able to hold you to your word. Can't do it by ourselves. It's not by might, no by power, but it's by your spirit. We pray here for leadership, wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I pray for each one of these leaders, their families, their help, their wisdom. Oh, precious Father. We pray for the people you put us over. Thank you, Father. Show us how to do this. All bondage be broken. Mercy and grace be upon this house. Mercy and grace. Take Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let's pray a little more. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 16, I think it said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. This is a, shifting in the spirit in which we must shift with. If you don't shift, and I'm not trying to rhyme, it just work. If you don't shift, you're going to be sifted. You know, the Bible talks about seducing spirit. And so to keep from being sifted, you got to keep shifting. Okay, shifting in the spirit. In other words, you know, your religious background can be a hindrance to you or a help to you if you don't keep it in place. We actually need the mercy of God and the grace of God to move further in the spirit. It's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You know, so I desire for you to know for lack of a better word, how big this is.
Yes, yes, sir.
Now, when you talk about the apostolic, I see another realm. I see, and the prophetic, you see, it's another realm. It's not religion. See, it's not religion. It's a mode of righteousness that men have not really walked in. Sit down. It's modes, right there, modes, modes of righteousness that the church has not walked in because of a lack of Ephesians 2:20. Now, turn there. I think it's Ephesians 2:20. I think there, because it's a shocking thing now. Ephesians 2:20 is shocking to the average reader, or it'll be read and not understood. It's shocking. But it's so, lack of a better word, it's so evident. It got a lot of evidence in that verse that why Satan been trying to keep us in Sunday school.
Come on, then.
Now you see that 2:20, and then in Acts 2, he talk about the apostles' doctrine. The government of the spirit, the government of heaven, or the government of the kingdom is the thing that put us in the right position.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so here we have a verse that cannot be read by the average church.
Wow.
Amen.
Can't be read. They when I say read, a verse the average church can't be led by. Okay. We've been stuck in the pastoral mode so long.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And we need them all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so here, this you read this for here, and built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. What?
Yep, really.
Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The apostle and prophet. Now, where they been? Mm-hmm. See, and there are areas we couldn't go in. There's levels of government we couldn't function in because of a lack of. Go to Ephesians 4. You see what the church held up at. I mean, the church held at a certain religious level, or a denominational level. I want y'all to know that the Father, not because of Leroy, the Father had put us in a different position. Mm-hmm. And so when you say you're a leader here, there's no dimension to where you can go.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the Holy Spirit is in charge, but then you have the other ministry gifts that the church have suffered from lack of. I read a book about breaking the outer man. Your spirit can't be released until the outer man is broken.
Amen.
A lot of things you see that they call church as emotion coming out of a person and not the spirit. And emotion has a feeling that can imitate the spirit. But the results would not be the same. See, so there are dimensions in the spirit. As leaders, we must know they are there. And you say, well, I pray all the time. You can pray all the time and don't go nowhere. If you're not open to the shifting, the gifting, and the lifting that the Father want to give you. Now, sadly to say, because of a lack of Ephesians 2:20, there's a lot of drifting going on. That the church going through the same routine. I'd mentioned something this morning you never heard before because it's apostolic. Mm-hmm. You will be completely shocked and thrilled at the same time.
Amen.
Because it's a revelation that move us into a deeper dimension or to deeper water or deeper functioning of the spirit. I think somebody made the quote the quote I'm about to say, but I don't want to equate it with whoever made it. But I know it's my aim to tell you is don't get left behind. You're going to have this thing is moving so fast, I can't hardly keep up with it. Matter of fact, I can. You know, God just got to have mercy on me. He's showing so many things. So if we don't recognize that there's a lifting going on now in the spirit, we won't be able to lead to the capacity in which this ministry or this vision is going toward. You know, I believe y'all are dedicated. I believe y'all love God. But there's a lot of shifts that you're going to have to do. Why God chose this church, hallelujah, he do what he want to do, you know. And we're not local, but we're legal. Because he told us to do it. You follow what I'm saying? And so more things about to happen. That's why I have to meet with you I don't want to just make an impact when I'm with you. I do want to influence you. And I do want to be able to make an impartation to you. And I might say one word that get the stirring in your spirit, and you'll recognize how powerful your position really is in leading God's people in this type of church. The membership at large have not caught on to what this all about. They think they're in the usual. This is an unusual position we're in, so they pick and choose when they want to come, and they come, you know. They don't even know what's happening. They think this is a Mount Zion Baptist Church, you know. So, you know, you don't tell me when to come, and nobody don't need to tell you nothing if you're hungry.
Right.
When Jesus dealt with the Beatitudes, you know some of the Beatitudes, right?
Amen.
Blessed are they who thirst and hunger. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, they'll be filled. And but you have to have revelation of hunger and thirst after righteousness, because there's so many other things calling you. I want you to know, I feel the anointing now, and I think the Lord is graciously taking our insufficiencies and putting some things in this room that you'll never be the same.
I receive it.
Your assignment is beyond you.
Yeah.
Amen. I agree.
And so we have to learn to yield. Routine. We don't want to go to routine. Routine. That's what the Rhema word is for. Word. God gave you a live word, not a word you read and trying to make it happen, yes, but a word that's been given to you and making it happen through you. Are you following it?
Yes.
Now, Ephesians 4 again, let's go back there and we'll think about that a minute. Ephesians 4 lay out the groundwork for a church such as this. The people must grow, so the leaders must grow. I believe to lead, you must be ahead.
Amen.
I don't think you can lead from behind. People tried it, but you can't lead from behind. You got to be ahead. And you got people that you're dealing with. Let me go back to say, I don't get in trouble with the Lord. We're going to have to train those that are under you to make contact with you ahead of time and then be honest with you when they're dealing with something. Figuring that the thing they can handle it sometimes is a mess up. And trying to be all private and all, you know, sometimes you need help.
Amen.
And for God's sake, be honest. Don't tell me you're doing something and you're not doing it. Don't be lying, trying to, because that's we're dealing with death and life a lot of time.
Amen.
And so always say, now be honest. You're telling me everything. You could ask them that. If they get mad and leave the church for that, let them go ahead on, because we couldn't help them nowhere. But you got to be honest, because we got to know what we're working with.
Right.
To protect you, because I think there's enough anointing here to be protected.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to work it. Now in Ephesians 4, it tells us how scripture now as a unmatured or immatured the church has been because of not understanding all five of the fivefold ministry gift. Ephesians 4, you need to read. I want you to read Ephesians 4 over and over again till you get an understanding. I want you to meditate some of those verses. You're going to get this, and the Spirit of God going to grab you in some of those verses to see how far the church has been behind. And what's the only thing, see that 11th verse?
Yes, sir.
The only thing going to get them into full motion is the entirety of that. I think it's the 11th verse, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, all those has to be in place. You remember Galatians 2:20, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The church grew on the apostles' doctrine.
Absolutely.
Pastors were submitted to an apostle.
Yes.
And that's why the church grew so much in the spirit. It's God's divine plan. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'll look at one or two things that I've been teaching my class, some of my students in here. It talks about apostolic ministries and teams. It says they will be the strongest, and you know when I say men, I'm talking about women too, right?
Yes, sir.
Stronger men of their cities. This is the strongest church in this city.
Amen. I agree, man.
Probably state, probably state. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the, what God is doing.
Amen.
So we have to appreciate what we have here.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're not messing around, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
We have to appreciate it. So strong. And look why. Why? Watch this statement. I want you to get this statement. Governing over the spiritual atmosphere. That's where we're at. The atmosphere, we're setting a new atmosphere. And you know the churches down the street, the churches up the street, I love them all. I pray for them every day. You know, the pastors just can't break loose because they're scared of the tradition of values of the church. Keeping a spiritual climate conducive and correct for the ongoing victory for an advancing church. See, the atmosphere, climate, see what I'm saying? See, I always should like this statement, we cannot be a thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be a thermostat.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're dealing with religion, you deal in this realm of the spirit, you'll be surrounded by a lot of thermometers because they don't know how to operate the thermostat in the spirit. But you have to understand, well, I almost prayed in tongues. You have to understand that you are called apostolically to be a thermostat.
Amen.
Amen.
Set atmosphere wherever you go.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That don't mean beating on people. That means just carrying yourself in a certain way.
Right.
Walking in a certain anointing.
Yes.
Walking in a certain awareness.
Yes.
Of who child you are.
Yes.
At all times. Don't drop your guard and get natural and get neutral to fellowship with someone who really don't got God on and off.
Wow.
You have to keep him on all the time.
Yes. Amen.
And that's your call. That's the only way things are going to change. So the atmosphere, the climate is so important that you said it. I expect you now, you know, I brought them girls back to pray in the pulpit because I brought them back because I'm searching as an apostle. Nobody never did that before. All my sons, they never did that before. And I took those girls down, they went down. And I told them I want to, boy to my head inside, I thought I want them back up because the atmosphere has to be so surrounded with God's grace. When the type of revelation coming out apostolically, the church is shocked. And sometimes your best members don't catch on. So it's about atmosphere. I got them up there for atmosphere and climate that it can help us to go deeper into the things of God.
Amen.
Listen to this statement, you as a leader. The Lord is rising up churches and ministries across the earth. Listen to this now. Who will be responsible to keep the heavens open for the Lord.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
See, certain men and women God have designed to keep, they have the ability to keep the heaven open.
I believe that.
Yes, sir.
See, I mean, in service this morning, if the heaven don't open, we just waiting our time. We are just singing and clapping our hands. But the heaven open, many manifestations and miracles and signs and wonders can take place with an open heaven.
Amen.
Are you following me? Expectation. You see. Keep the heavens open. Keep the atmosphere straight. Keep the climate right. The apostolic mandate. And we talk about apostolic, we're talking about open heaven, we're talking about God's government coming down to earth. We're talking about the supernatural, we're talking about miracles, we're talking about signs, we're talking about wonders. We're not talking about usual, we're talking about unusual. Are you following me, class?
Yes, sir.
Now listen to this. The apostolic mandate and authority. There's a certain authority there. And you are apostolic believers, you're apostolic leaders. It's being placed upon those churches in these awesome days, watch this, of the demonstration of God's new waves of power.
Yes.
New waves, demonstration. You know, Paul addressed that. Look at it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. There's certain things you got to know. You got to know that it's not based on excellence of speech. But Paul said in the second verse, I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. In other words, he's riding from that power of the crucifixion, the resurrection, the seated position that Jesus is in now, the Holy Spirit, all of that need to be involved. We need to trust. That's why we've got to pray in the Holy Ghost much. But you notice there, Paul telling you how it worked. See, in demonstration, I think it's the third, fourth, fifth verse, of the Spirit and of power. So what am I saying? I'm saying usual is gone.
Amen.
And you cannot move in this realm in a normal expectation. When the bell rang out there, when they start singing, You got to start expecting.
Amen.
Yeah, see, because there's a vast difference between routine and revelation. See. And if I look at one of y'all while I'm preaching, I should get some inspiration.
Yes, sir.
Shoot, the leaders. I look at you and you gone. I should show all my help gone. I don't just
what?
My spiritual father would pick me out.
Come on now.
And stay with me the whole time his ministry.
Yes, sir.
You know why? We were so in tune to one another. He would come through the crowd and find me and stand over me for hours. And he'd come right back.
Oh, Jesus.
I messed around and put the wrong man behind me one time. He was here preaching. I put another boy in the seat. Good guy, but he just wasn't full enough in the spirit. And my dad came over there where I was, and he looked at that fella and he left. I said, I should move him next night. Move him. Move him. I knew what had happened. You know, certain people you can't get around when you're in the spirit. You can't get close to them because they're all busy. They're busy with worldly affairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have a, you know. Yeah, I just turned my head, man. They're not here.
Yeah.
See, I know who we here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who we here. I said, they're not here. They're just in some religious stuck, you know. Yeah. Demonstration of God's new wave of power. You think God run out of new waves? Or you think God exhausted?
No.
You think we done drained him?
No.
You think he don't have no more? You follow what I'm saying? So now I want to give you a word that's coming up in my spirit. FRESH. come up in my spirit. Yeah, that word is coming up in my spirit now. It's so needed for us to have fresh expectation. Not routine, you know, not the same three songs and pastor get up and et cetera, et cetera. No, expect something to happen. Amen. Expect something to happen. I'm almost through.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I love it.
Thank you, Lord God.
Now, you have to listen to this very closely.
Yes, sir.
Those who have been listening attentively,
all right,
and obeying God's prophetic voice are about to see the greatest fulfillment of prophecy in their individual lives. I'm going to read that to you again because, you see, you can sit out there with the mask and miss it. I never said this before, but I sound like it's rhyming. But you need to kiss a revelation. You need the romance of revelation. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A revelation. Don't just throw it. No, come here, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Until it become you. There's an intimacy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, Dad.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. You have to get to a point that there's a romance with God.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
You know, he says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, he said on these, hang all the laws, or the prophet and the law, all spiritual laws is hanging on the fact of how much love you got for God. Love can never lose because it's God himself. The Bible says God is love. So demonstration of new wave of power, and then he says the greatest fulfillment of their individual prophecy in their life. My expectation and God's expectation should be the same about you. It says here, I like this, the new breed will become pillars for God's new leadership structure to be established in his last day church. The fullness of the prophetic and apostolic dimension. Write that down. The fullness of the prophetic, it should be the other way, the fullness of the apostolic and prophetic dimension will be birthed before the breaking forth of this new day of the Lord. See, this new day of the Lord, ideal, a revelation of the church being made great again. The church being made great again. The church really not in her position now. She's an institution. She's an organization. But she's supposed to be running the government, the politics, running everything. Everybody's supposed to be running to the church. But the church running to everybody. And got the strongest. Watch this now. I'm going to say something that seems, you think it's negative, but the church has the strongest stronghold that exists. Say the stronghold, you can't stay with the church. No, the church got the strongest stronghold that exists, but the church haven't been taught properly, so they're running to everybody else.
Yes. Amen.
That's real.
The fullness of the prophetic and the apostolic dimension will be birthed before the bringing forth of this new day of the Lord. See, the new day of the Lord can't come through signs, wonders, miracles. Supernatural things cannot happen if the church is not ready for it. And the church, because of Ephesians 4:11 again. And I'll be bringing this to you because I got to repeat this like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus kept repeating that thing because he wanted you to catch his son, who his son really was. Listen, because you're going to think you're hearing what I'm saying, but you're not going to be hearing it. Listen. It will set the pace for the emergence of the governing apostolic anointing to impact the cities and influence the nation. Now, whether you know it or not, we're not just impacting cities.
Amen.
We're influencing nations.
Amen.
Right now, right here at Word of Life, this morning, we'll impact cities and we'll influence nations. Right here in the sanctuary. You got the governing apostolic anointing anywhere down in your note? Governing apostolic anointing, because it's different. It's a governing anointing because it's in the divine setting or the divine plane or the divine tapatalet sukupare sofasa. Koro bahasa talaboko se tete. Shebo robasa ta kikinana mambarish to kandaruso. Take a hold of me now like you never have done before. For I'm about to bring you places and I'm about to give you sceneries that you never have seen before. This is an hour of governing power. This is an hour of my church rising to her position to lead, to stop, to start, to build, and to tear down. So heal yourself this day, for there are some personal things that I'm going to do for you. Things you cannot do for yourself. For when you work for me, I work for you. So yield to my spirit. Yield to my word. Yield to this moment. Yield to this hour. And be at peace with what you think you can't handle. For those things are for you to turn over to me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I've never failed no one yet. Learn to flow with me. Learn to yield with me. Even when things don't look right, things don't feel right, and people are not talking right, you yield to me. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Receive it. Hallelujah. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you,
Lord. Mess not kotaralabasa. Mess not with timetables no more.
Thank you, Lord.
Your watch or the clock does not determine where you are.
Yeah.
I'm moving supernaturally on your behalf. Yield to it. I connected you for a reason. There are places I want to bring you. You wouldn't have never got there had not you connected. I chose you as a leader for a reason. I want to do some things in your life. That will be an example, that will be an experience, that will be evidence that I'm moving in a new dimension at this hour. And I'm using people who yield to me. So yield, my child, yield. Don't take it for granted. 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 It's for a reason. Considere borra nan skitere bosa. Ke bro basa ta 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 ta. Now listen. This is not a wave. This is a place. In other words, this is not something just passing through. This is a positioning, says the Lord. I'm placing you in a position. You don't have to go by wave. I'm not coming in and going out. I'm coming to stay. Whether you feel me or not, I'm still that. Yield to my presence.
Wow.
Your presence.
Listen very carefully, I'm gonna close here. Listen very carefully. I'm not just being a present to you, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, but I'm bringing you a present.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You got it? You're not only in my presence, but there are presence that I want you to have. There are evidence that I want to place through you that the people following you can see my hand on you. There are some evidence I want put in your life that are undeniable. And so it'll cause a man or woman to say, I'll follow that woman anyway. I'll follow that man anyway. Because they got evidence.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you for evidence.
Thank you, Lord.
Now let's close with this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Keep going. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9.
Oh, Jesus.
This is where leaders got to be. This is where leaders have to be. I think it's verse 9. Things you have, what is it? Things?
These things which you have both learned and received and heard.
Read it out louder.
These things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen.
You spell that L-E-A-D-E-R-S.
Leaders.
Y'all can't spell?
Yes, sir.
That's S. Every one of you all, that's your voice.
Yes, sir.
Receive it, Dad.
I receive it.
Because you can't go around telling somebody to do something. You're not doing it. Or you can't go around telling somebody to know something. You don't know it. Or you can't go around telling somebody to wear something. You're not wearing it. You can't go around telling somebody to work something. You're not working. That's your voice right there.
Receive it.
A person don't mind following you if you're doing what you're telling them to do.
Right. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
All of your lives, I'm trying to close. All of your lives, all of your lives, because of the connection, should be promoted.
Yes, sir.
See that.
But you really got to be connected.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remember what Jesus said in John 15? Key word in that chapter, E-B-I-A-B-I-D-E.
Bye.
Not just when you're in here.
Right.
Watch your mouth.
Watch
your ear.
Amen.
Yes.
So important, because you're skipping yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, you missed that. You're skipping your own blessing.
Yes.
God then position, I'm going to make a word, positionize you.
Yeah, receive it.
In this house.
I'm positioned.
Yeah, for a special reason.
Yes.
Don't you know blessing come with this?
That's right.
Yes.
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 God put a vision in the earth realm and not a low vision.
Nope.
Put a vision in the earth realm.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, you got a teaching on wealth, you got a teaching on health.
Health
is from another angel, anger here now. It's from a deeper anger. I mean, there's no reason you shouldn't get healed.
That's right.
Because you're not working against yourself.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Against the scripture.
Amen.
You know. You better become a hell nut. Keep yourself in the presence of God, you know, and if you do that. Father, we thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hmm. sense, gathering in the sanctuary.
Yes, sir.
Well, we got to go down there and set our atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
We got to be all spiritual, Lord. We just got to be yielding. We know that. And we're thankful with our each one of these leaders have such great expectation. They will pull the word out of me this morning.
Yes, it's my life.
Thank you, Father.
A lot of y'all are going to get healed this morning from the revelation, because there's a revelation that God want to give you. A lot of y'all are going to step in help. The body of Christ, the body of Christ is insufficient of help, because it's things she had not known, and the Lord have called apostolically to place these things in the church. It's all over the world. People catching all over the world. People coming on the line and saying, thank you. Tell the apostles, thank you. Because it's revelation to them. They're in great big churches. Some of them in large churches. You know, people joining on the line. Now, I never thought about that. I know you need to be in the city, but I see so much damage and so much religion that I just went and let them join, trying to find them a church.
Yes, sir.
You know, I invited some people to go to a church out of another state, and they said, we've been there before. Ain't nothing going on. And you know what they said? They said, they told him, the man like me. The man said, no, apostle real. Well, he was saying he unreal. I don't know what's going on. You know, I got to go fly and start checking these churches out and see what these guys are doing, man. Because they're supposed to be doing the same thing.
That's right.
Yes,
and they'll get great results. All right.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.